Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central, I'm Alex Jones, your host. We got Pastor David J. Smith coming on to talk about the New World Order the rest of this hour. Right now we're talking to callers. We've gotten off into Masons because of the New York Daily News and other articles about one of their rituals blowing somebody's head off. And we found that this accidentally happens a few times a year. Either it's the Masonic halls or at Klan meetings. Somebody accidentally gets their head blown off in a ritual. You know, and of course they're re-simulating the founding Masons' murder by fellow Masons. And we've got all that now posted on Infowars.com. So more of that coming up, a bunch of other news as well. Right now, KC in Ohio. Go ahead, KC.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Good, sir.
I want to expose the Skull and Bones Navy, something that I've been wanting to do for a long time and haven't heard anybody talk about. Are you familiar with the shellback initiation that the Navy does every time they cross the equator?
Well, yeah, that's where all this comes from. That even goes back to Babylon. It's all rituals hidden in plain view. And
yes,
again,
is.
That's what Skull and Bones is pirates. They brag, we come from pirates. That's the opium runners founded Skull and Bones. And so, of course, but go ahead.
Well, they get initiated into the domain of Neptunus Rex. And we all know who Rex is. And he's the ruler of the raging main, you know.
Yes.
And they have all the initiation going on. The shellbacks are the initiators, and the polywogs are the initiates. And
which translates into neophyte and, yeah.
Right. And they have all the, you know, mermaids and this type of thing, and all the departments get together and they elect a queen to run for the Neptunus Rex's queen. And we didn't have any women on board at that time.
Yeah, it's goddess worship.
Right. And
you've got the male and female side, yeah.
Right. And I was on an aircraft carrier, and when we crossed, first they put us in the hangar deck and on our hands and knees like cattle, and they made us moo out to the, you know, moo like cows out to the hangar or the elevator where they beat us with fire hoses and hosed us down, and they took us to the flight deck on the elevator and where the ritual took place. And you know, the shellbacks wore red bandanas or armbands, you know, the communist color, their favorite color.
Well, it's the color of blood.
Right. And
communists are only one spinoff group of these people.
Right. There's so many facets of this, like a spider web. But the whole point of the thing is that during that whole time, Jolly Rogers was flapping from the mat. And
yeah, it's a revealing, and see, that's for the low-level people. That's just like a outward initiation for you. And it gets deeper and deeper and deeper to the point of accidentally blowing people's heads off.
Right.
Just an accident. The police show up within an hour and a half. It's an accident and everything's fine.
Yeah, we're thinking in a brand new way, ain't we? And one of the main things is, one of my friends was on watch during the whole ritual, and, you know, the Soviet Navy always shadowed us, and they were doing exactly the same thing, and they just happened to be flying the same flag.
No!
So, you know, Skull and Bones Navy.
That's right, just like Bush the fascist, Kerry the commie, but they're cousins, and they're in the same group, and they both fly the same flag, and what an interesting story. You're there with the Soviet Navy right by you doing the same thing.
Yeah, well, I hear the other navies all do it, too. So
they sure do. It's important.
I do have a bunch of photos of it.
Oh, I'm begging you. Stay on hold. I want to talk to you. I want that. I'm making a new occult film. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers' rates, too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 48-800-430-6748.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Get the Black Berkey filter elements, leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91, or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Blasting out on the AM and FM dial from Los Angeles, California to Providence, Rhode Island, simulcasting on WWCR during the day at 94.75. At night at 3210, the websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I know we got loaded phone lines. We'll get to everybody. We're just talking to Casey in Ohio, who talked about when they crossed the equator, how they put up the Jolly Roger on the aircraft carrier. The Russians shadowing them put up their Jolly Rogers. They all did this ritual. And exactly, it's permeated. You know, all sides are controlled by the same occult influence. And this is just the outward stuff. And this whole discussion began because of a New York Daily News article, another one out of the Associated Press, where Masons up in Long Island just accidentally down by the skull altar and the guillotine and all this just so happened to blow one of the people's heads off. The police said it's all an accident. And we went back, did a search on it, and found other cases of them accidentally blowing people's heads off at Klan meetings and other Masonic meetings. And this is the Hiram Abiff's simulated sacrifice. Occasionally, it turns into the real thing. And going to Pastor David J. Smith, Pastor, I didn't mean to have you on today talking about the Masons. I wanted to talk about the New World Order, Skull and Bones, what it all means, and you know how communism is a creation of these people. But I know you're an expert on the Masons and how it's compartmentalized, and all of their bizarre activities and how they're obsessed with collecting DNA on the children and getting them into the biometric databases. And what's really going on here, Pastor?
Well, it's all a part of the long-term plan to create the world government. That's the bottom line. And I think anyone who's listened to your show or to my radio programs and read our literature and seen the videos that you put out, we put out, knows that the bottom line is that they had to create a seen enemy of the Western world. Now, Freemasonry itself was infiltrated in 1782 at the very highest level by the Order of the Illuminati. The Illuminati, according to the Economist magazine several years ago that's published out of England, said that the Illuminati is the mother of all secret societies. And they've infiltrated and taken over every one of them. So Freemasonry receives their orders unknown from people from the very top, and they pass the news right on down, and everyone swears allegiance to the order, and therefore they must carry out any plans and activities which they purport from the top down. Now, the people in the very lower levels, they know nothing about this. It's just the upper echelon. They hand-select people out of the 33rd degrees, and those who have shown a propensity to give up on Christianity, because that was the enemy of Adam Weishaupt when he founded the Illuminati May 1st, 1776. He hated the Catholic Church and everyone else that had broken away from the Catholic Church. They wanted to infiltrate all organizations, whether it's religious and government, and then in secret, infiltrate, take over, and then they would overthrow every monarchy on the face of the earth. They've
done. And by the way, Pastor, this is all public. This is all their mainstream history books. But 8 years ago, I talk about Skull and Bones. I was a kook. It didn't exist. You were nuts. I was nuts. Just because we were educated and informed, now it's coming out into the light. Now they're revealing themselves. They're revealing their wickedness. They're conditioning us. Why are they now revealing themselves? Is this not showing that they're about to go to the next level or a massive global escalation?
Oh, absolutely. There was a woman named Alice Bailey, and she wrote Externalization of the Hierarchy many, many years ago. She said she received her information from an ascended master, which is nothing more than a fallen angel or a demon that's rebelled against God. His name is Dwal Kool. And they said in order for them to create their world government, they would have to do it in steps. They would have to create regionalization all over the world. And Albert Pike, who was 33rd degree, head of all ancient and accepted Scottish Rite of Freemasonry around the world, said August 15, 1871, that they would have to create many revolutionary wars and at least two world wars and a third, if necessary, in the 20th century or shortly into the 21st century in order to complete their world government. And so we saw World War One did happen. The international communist movement started. It was to be the arm to destroy all seen governments and prepare them for the world government. And then World War II began the regionalization. Out of the fall of Germany and so on, we saw NATO. We saw the Southeast Asian Treaty Organization and so on. And then we saw the Warsaw Pact. So regionalization began. And now in the Western Hemisphere, they've begun, this is one of the communist programs that was uncovered by W. Cleon Skousen of the FBI many, many years ago, and that was free trade. This was to be the stepping stone toward regionalization that would bring them to the full realization of world government. So they created NAFTA on the North American continent, and we've already documented, and it has been documented by private study groups, which our own government has referenced, that we've lost over 900,000 jobs just since NAFTA began.
Well, it's 2.2 million jobs just since 2001, but I mean, you mean specifically from NAFTA. Now they're going to radically expand it with the Free Trade Area of the Americas. That's how the EU began as a so-called trade deal. They don't even let us know that this is the amalgamation merging with Mexico right now.
Right. And when they put in the World Trade Organization, the whole idea of that, and now they're going to vote, our Senate will be asked to vote upon free trade areas of the Americas and sometime in 2005. And the whole purpose of all of this is so that they can create bureaucracies that will then override the laws internally in the United States. 42 states' attorney generals warned that if the World Trade Organization and NAFTA went into being, then they would have to change local, state, and federal laws to comply with it.
And then local government becomes a rubber stamp to the regionalization. You know, Pastor Smith, so much has happened. There's so many facets of this to discuss, and you've done such incredible research with your work. And for those that don't know who you are, tell them a little bit about yourself, the website, Newswatch Magazine, the great work you're doing.
Okay, we started publishing Newswatch Magazine in 1980. I went to college at Harding College in Searcy, Arkansas from 1959 through 1965. And I sat at the feet of Dr. George S. Benson, who headed up the Freedom Foundation. He would travel the country showing slides of the threat of international communism to our religious freedom, our political and economic freedom. So I had a base when I got out of college, and then I began to publish Newswatch Magazine in 1980. And it's a world news magazine showing the threat of international communism, but it goes further than just communism. And it shows that communism is only an agent of the true one-world government proponents, the international bankers and industrialists, the multinational corporations, and so on.
Absolutely. In fact, the big corporations create government to be the control arm to suck the wealth and everything out of us. Materialism is just the front. I mean, look. Look at the level of wickedness, Pastor. I can't believe it. I mean, you know, cameras in school bathrooms, thumb scanning to get school lunches, cameras in the neighborhoods, microphones in Austin, police in black ski masks, flying the Jolly Roger flag, both presidential candidates being Skull and Bones.
Absolutely.
Skull and Bones, just a satellite of the Illuminati, just an elite peak of this ridge of wicked organizations. Tied into the Bohemian Grove. I mean, what does this mean to have both candidates publicly being members of the Order of Death, cousins related to each other, and the Queen of England? I mean, this is real, but what does this mean for the average person?
Well, it means that the average person eventually will be reduced to slave labor, just like in Russia, because Russia and China and other communist countries were to be the program to test their new government. And also, few people understand that the Order of Skull and Bones can be traced back to the Thule Society in Germany, which Adolf Hitler was initiated into. And that Eckhart, who initiated him, opened his mind so that he would be able to communicate with the higher intelligences, as they call them.
And it just came out that Tony Blair was channeling this entity called the Light. He also has Aztec rituals, rebirthing rituals, where he howls and screams and flops around smearing himself. That's the London Guardian, Times of London. Francois Mitterrand, the giant 71-foot pyramid in front of the Louvre, 666 pieces of glass. All Starbucks coffees have all-seeing eyes. I mean, it's everywhere, Pastor.
It is, and they wouldn't be coming out so blatantly into the open if they didn't feel very confident that they were about to come into their world government. To be exact, they said that as they approached the completion of their world government, they would begin to keep huge monopolies, and they would control them. And then at the right time, they would pull the economic base out from under the world, not just America, but the whole world. And it would be a giant crash. But they would have the gold, and they would have all the multinational corporations doing business on every country that would survive.
And that's why they're getting the riot. That's why they're getting the riot police together, the public FEMA camps. I mean, they are really gearing up, aren't they?
There's no doubt. And the United States, I believe George Bush, current president, was one of those who were put into office to help to finalize it as fast as they could by going into other areas of the world, diverting our attention away from the internal part of the country. And now they're passing laws that just are stripping us of all of our constitutional rights, the Bill of Rights and so on. I know you've got a break.
Yeah, we're about to go to break. We'll be back with Pastor David J. Smith. Stay with us.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Pastor David J. Smith, we've had him on many times as a guest over the years. He's done incredible research work. He has an amazing, you know, color magazine he's been putting out for 24 years. And he's offering a free year subscription. That's how bad he wants to get the information out. Pastor Smith, how do people call and get a free year subscription to Newswatch magazine?
Okay, they can call 1-800-516-8736.
That's 1-800-516-8736.
Yes, Newswatch. And call 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time because our offices close.
Absolutely, so call during the day.
Yes.
800-516-8736. It is excellent. We'll talk more about that later, so get your pens and paper ready. During the break, I just popped in and asked what you thought of The Passion, and I stated that look at Mel Gibson's fruits, look at the world attacking him. You know, I have discernment, and I'm not bragging. I just do, and it's painful in many cases. But this is a good film. Some are attacking it. I'm not a Catholic, but I believe it's a good film. It's moving people. It's causing a revival. Your comments on it, Pastor?
Well, when you look at the entirety of the film and you see the big picture, not just every little minute detail, but the big picture is the suffering that the Son of God had to go through in order to pay for the enormous number of sins in this world. He shed his blood. He was beaten, and the Bible said he would be marred more than any man. And so that picture, that gave a graphic picture of what he went through, and yet it was not as bad as he really experienced. Because with those cat-o'-nine-tails and these professional lictors, they would actually tear the flesh right open off the bone, and it would expose the nervous system and the bones. And it didn't show that in the film. But
by the way, I've read secular histories of the Portuguese giving somebody 20 lashes, you normally died.
Right. And that's why they always gave them 40 minus 1, because they didn't want to go beyond that, because it would break the law and it would be so bad. This is the Romans now, not the Portuguese. But it would be so bad that they could not live through it. And my opinion is every American should see it. I don't say that every little detail is absolutely perfect, but when you can overlook little things and see
the big
picture. Well,
the point is that look at the world. Look how upset the world is by it, and compare it to all the other garbage, and look at the effect it's having. And by the way, under Soviet, under Nazi, under Illuminati governments, they enjoy this. They will do this to you and your family, folks. I want people to know what you saw happen to Christ is what they like to do to people. Is that not accurate, Pastor?
It is, because you see, this world is right now currently being run by Satan. God is left hands off except as he intervenes in the lives of individuals. But the good news is that Jesus Christ will come back to establish the kingdom of God. And so naturally, the world, as we call it, people who do not profess Christianity, are going to be against this because it's everything that God stands for.
Well, let me just throw this in. I don't watch much television, but I do analyze it. 24, Threat Matrix, all these shows. Every episode, they torture people. Torture is now good. They secret arrest people. That's mass programming for it. Then I have the FBI training manuals. All Christians, all founding fathers are terrorists, word for word. Defenders of the U.S. Constitution, homeschoolers. They're quietly teaching police, and that seems so insane. But to the world, it's the good people that are bad, Pastor. They
Absolutely.
See us as the bad, do they not?
They say good is evil and evil is good. They always make it backwards so that they can desensitize people and prepare their minds to accept the inevitable. We're going to commit mass genocide against Christians when we take over the world.
And look at what the UN does in Rwanda. Look at what they do everywhere. They love slaughtering Christians.
Well, of course, we know the UN was founded by international communism. And international communism was founded by the Illuminati worshippers of Lucifer, whose name was changed to Satan.
So, did you see the article with Tony Blair channeling the light, and he also does the Aztec ritual?
No, I did not see that article.
Yeah, London Guardian, it says he howls and screams and sees the spirits in the pool. He goes down to an Aztec pyramid to do this ritual. That's London Guardian. And then now he's been channeling the light. Who is the light, Pastor?
Well, the light is Lucifer. And that's exactly what Skull and Bones does, and that's exactly what Satanists do when they lay in coffins and go through their rituals. All of a sudden, a spirit entity just fills their body and circulates throughout the room. And that's what they call a born-again experience. And their whole life has changed, and they start serving the Illuminati after that.
Now, are they possessed? Do they believe they're possessed by Satan, or just touched by it?
No, they believe that Lucifer is the God of good, the God of light. They believe that Jesus is a God. He's a brother of Lucifer, but he's evil.
Absolutely. We'll be back. We'll get more into this. Take your calls. I'm Alex Jones with Pastor David J. Smith.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. Cheaperhotels.com, saveonyourrentalcar.com, halfpriceairlinetickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.vacationa2z.com. A membership in vacationa2z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit vacationa2z.com. That's www.vacationa2z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow, even if you're not taking a vacation.
All right, my friends, we've reached the halfway point of this broadcast. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. Again, we're talking to Pastor David J. Smith, very intelligent, very well-researched information on who runs the global government. And then, of course, with his Christian perspective, and that's the only real perspective, and that's the group, the real Christians, are the folks out there fighting the New World Order. Everyone else seems to be serving it. Even if they think they're fighting it from some controlled opposition point, actually empowering the New World Order. And Pastor Smith just does a great job in this big, full-color magazine that he puts out, Newswatch Magazine. He's offering a free subscription, a year subscription. You need to take advantage of this, folks. 800-516-8736. 800-516-8736. Also, we need your support here on this show, and I've made some of the most hardcore, scary videos that are all documented that wake up about 90% of those that see them. And Police State 3 Total Enslavement is one of the newest videos. Gets into the Total Information Awareness Network, Patriot Act 1 and 2, the architecture of the New World Order, the PNAC, criminals setting up the terror attacks. It gets into the dehumanization that's taking place, the Illuminati symbolism, the occult that's running it. There's dark secrets inside Bohemian Grove, where I snuck into Bohemian Grove and caught the satanic ritual on tape, where they do this Babylonian mystery religion, sacrifice, mock sacrifice. I've made 10 films, written a book, published a book, carry a lot of other good books and videos. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Go to our secure, safe online shopping cart. Order some of the videos and books and items today. Get them. Spread the word. Educate your friends and family. If we don't do it, the evil is going to accelerate. Believe me, we'd already be under this system if folks weren't out there fighting them like yourself. They're about 5 years behind, they say in their own writings. And the more people we warn, the more people we can save, folks, from not being deceived by this system. So it's so important. These people are so wicked. Don't be naive and just go, oh, these guys are just saying this. You know what we laid out 5, 6, 10 years ago, 7 years ago? It's all come true. And we're telling you stuff a lot worse is about to come true if we don't spread the word now. So go to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or PrisonPlanet.com, or Infowars.com, so you can get the videos, the books, the information, get them out to people. Again, that's 888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Incidentally, Pastor David J. Smith is up in Waxahachie, Texas, doing great work. We got Tex Mars down here in Austin. A lot of people getting the word out right here in Texas. Pastor Smith continuing, for the police officers, for government officials, for people that rationalize because they get fat off the system, who aren't overtly evil, but go along with all of this, to the people who think they're Christian but support the Patriot Act and you know, support the UN, and even Baptist churches now are having UN Day, and the Presbyterian Church having gun buybacks and homosexual marriage, and you know, all of this happening. To the people in the system going along with this that can't see the evil growing, what does that mean for them? I mean, what should they be thinking right now? What's your warning to them?
Well, my warning is that they need to get down on their knees and ask God to give them the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit of God, it says in John 16:13, will lead them into all truth, not error. So if they're going and falling for the New World Order and the world government, they think it's a good thing and the United Nations is going to save this planet, they don't believe the Bible anyway. Because the Bible is the good news, the gospel of the coming of the kingdom of God to eliminate all evil off planet Earth. And if they think the new United Nations is going to do it, they're just missing the whole boat.
Now what about those that buy into the false right paradigm and think George Bush is a born-again Christian when his fruits are all in opposition to that?
Well, they don't know that he's a member of Skull and Bones. And when his father said that he, if you mean being a Christian means being born again, he didn't explain that he meant born again under a Luciferian rite. And that's exactly what happened to George W. Bush, current president, when he was initiated in 1968 into the Order of Skull and Bones.
Rush Limbaugh, who's a steam valve for the globalists to keep conservatives in line with their counterfeit, first tried to deny Skull and Bones existed. He said, oh, isn't that a Haitian death cult? Then he said, okay, yeah, I know it's real, but it's no big deal. Showing, and he talked about, he used some code words about keys and you know, oh, death cult. You know, he used the inner meaning. I mean, this is the order of death, and it's adorned with skulls and war and chants to Beelzebub.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is all admitted. How can a Christian be born again into Beelzebub?
They cannot be. That's the whole point. The Bible says to come out from among them and be you separate, not participate with them.
Now, you've seen the Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove where I snuck in. What
did
you make of that ritual, Pastor?
Well, it's all idolatry. I mean, it's nothing more than worship of Satan. The whole ritual is come straight out of, I guess you would say, the pit of hell.
Well, they admit that the president and his daddy and others go to that. I mean,
sure.
And the Washington Times says they bust in male prostitutes. I mean, how can this be out in the open, but we're still buying this?
Well, the American people at large will not read that much anymore. They have been de-educated, and the younger people, they have been gotten away from watching the political. They've been given sports. They said they would do that. They would give them sexy books, filthy movies, and so on, so that they could undermine the moral virtues of the nation. And they've done it. So professing Christian does not mean you are a Christian. A Christian is one that is going to obey the Bible, not disobey it. So when you're working and aiding the rise of what most people in Christianity call the Antichrist system, then you're a part of that system. You're not a part of God's church.
Well, look, I'm not going to get up here on my high horse because I have plenty of problems, but, you know, again, I've looked at the world. It really does believe in the devil. They really are Luciferians. So even an atheist should be able to recognize that, you know, but see, they're blind. They can't.
That's right.
You know, the elite really is into Satanism. But then suddenly we're bad because we're Christians. But I mean, you know, there's the Bible verse about the beginning of wisdom. You know, it's a painful thing. You know, mm-hmm. with much wisdom comes, you know, great pain. It is every day more and more painful for me, Pastor. And I want to get your take on this, your analysis on it. It's painful to see the evil. I can't stand it. Used to I just got angry. Now it's painful. Can you explain that process?
Well, first of all, when you see evil and you discover it, the natural thing is to think, I've been deceived, they've been lying to me. And that is very hurtful, because nobody wants to admit they're deceived. Nobody wants to admit that they've been wrong about anything. And then when you feel helpless that you can't do anything about it, then that's when anger comes into a person's life, because you can't do anything about it. You try to fight them. If you were a politician, you would have been dead by now. And that's the way it is. Anybody, or else they would have smeared you in the news media that they control, so you would have been dead as far as your message going out to anybody. And so evil is here. There's nothing we're going to do about it. We have to choose to change our personal life so that our personal lives will prepare. Because, you see, and this is something, Alex, that I don't get on into all that much on talk shows, but I will today because of the question you asked me. It's so painful to see the evil. God Almighty has said that He is calling individuals today so that they can qualify to become kings and priests to rule under Jesus Christ, rule the world. That means that's the day when we're going to put down all rebellion. The Illuminati will be finished. But they have control today, and God gave permission for that. And so the anger is a natural thing, but you have to realize there is a program and a purpose, and God is going to furnish the solution, or else He wouldn't have allowed it to continue this far. And if you don't understand there is hope at the end of the tunnel, then it will frustrate you to no end. I know, I've been through that.
Well, I know there's light at the end of the tunnel. I just, you know, to see serial killers, to see the murderers,
right,
of the people at the towers, mm-hmm. standing up there running TV ads about how there are saviors. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Well, the people in the Illuminati, they have written in books, New Agers have written stating that they are the fulfillment of the book of Revelation, and that they're going to reduce the population. They feel that they are doing the right thing.
Well, that's my question. How, if just watching them is painful, how do they survive? I guess there's just no conscience there.
That's right.
Or it's this sick religion of, oh, well, we're doing, you know, this for the betterment. It's just...
Well, they have to sear their conscience, and they have to come to the conclusion that they have bought into, and they won't do this because they believe it is a fact, that evolution is a fact, when it's a lie of Satan. So he can produce in the minds of these people the lie that they are helping mankind to evolve into a new state.
But look at, I mean, as they take control, everything's falling apart. People are degenerating.
Right.
But when you follow God's laws, you get a milk and honey, 4% of the population with half the wealth.
There you go.
And now that wealth's being taken away from us.
That's right.
We're already being judged, aren't we?
As a nation.
Is the hedge disappearing?
Yes, it is. And that's what I try to tell everybody that will listen. It is an individual thing now, because the nation will not turn. It's proven it won't. I've been on the radio for over 20 years. And, I mean, at one time we were on 31, 50,000-watt radio stations that blanketed this nation. And the highest mailing list we ever got to was 11,000. 11,000, because people did not want to hear the message. And they won't today either. But those of us who know that we're supposed to be giving the message as a warning must continue it.
Well, I have to tell you this, Pastor. I've been on the air for now coming up on 10 years, and 5 years ago I could load the phone lines with people that disagreed. Now I've done 1,400-plus interviews. Almost no one calls in to disagree. I do all these shows. I have seen a shift. People are very receptive to the truth right now. Why is that happening? Is that because so much of this system's out in the open now?
That's right. Before, they couldn't believe it. To be exact, people have even written and even called me and said, how do you know so much about this unless you're a part of it? Well, it's because I went behind the scenes. I did my research. I went to libraries. I got books.
But also, once you see it, you know, it's like those pictures that are hidden pictures where you know, there's hidden pictures in the design. Once you see them, you can't believe you couldn't see it.
That's
once
right.
You know their roadmap and their program, it's incredible. You know what they're going to do.
That's right. And when you're laid down their plan, and it will never deviate. Now, they may go off course just a little bit to fool people, but then behind the scenes, they're still going to go with that one plan that Adam Weishaupt laid down May 1st, 1776. And when you know that program, everything else becomes incidental, because you can see in every segment of society how they're working it. And it becomes just like daylight 24 hours a day.
I know. It's just, I mean, their symbols are everywhere. Their
mm-hmm.
activities are everywhere. Their evil is everywhere. And
that's
they
right.
just hate life. They just chew through it.
Absolutely. But that's because who is behind them? Satan hates the human race. The human race is going to replace him and his angels. They have never been offered sonship to God. We have. They hate us, so they are going to do everything they can to deceive, destroy. They're going to do everything they can to maim, mutilate, put into concentration camps, everything to destroy. They have nothing productive about them. They only reward the very handful at the very top with great wealth, because they're the ones who are carrying out the program.
And, of course, as soon as the system starts unfolding, those guys up at the top are going to get smashed.
Oh, yes. Satan is not loyal to anyone. Only those that will go with no reservations and do exactly the plan that he's laid out. Those
Zombies.
Are the only ones that will survive.
Zombies.
Absolutely. They even take that as an oath that they will no longer have any private judgment of their own. They will follow the dictates of the Order of Skull and Bones or the Illuminati with no reservations. Whatever they feel does
well,
not
Well, that's
count.
Their that's the cremation of care ceremony. It's about not having a conscience
mm-hmm.
when we go out into the marketplace and trade in men's souls, what Revelations
right.
talks about.
Absolutely.
It's unbelievable. Let's take a few calls, Pastor.
Okay.
Really appreciate you joining us. Thanks for holding, folks. I know they'll be all over the map. Steve in Ohio, then Bert, Roy, Kevin, others. Go ahead, Steve.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
I just want to say, first of all, people, get your video, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. It's outstanding. It was very professionally put together, and I think you covered a lot of, you documented everything with facts. And also, I wanted to ask your guest a question. Why is it today that the churches are not fighting the biometric technology? I mean, 10, 12 years ago, I was reading up on this, and all the churches were saying, oh, we're going to fight this, we're going to fight this. There is not a mainstream church.
Baptist. Yeah, the thumb scanners are going in the grocery stores in Austin. It's
yeah.
all unfolding. Pastor?
Well, what has happened is that the Illuminati said that they would infiltrate every segment of society. And one of the first things they said was religion.
Okay. So in other words, the churches that used to say they were going to fight it, there was a guy named Peter and Paul Lalonde that did a couple of videos in the early 90s, and I have them both, about the biometric technology and the cashless society. Are you familiar with what they're doing now?
No.
Okay. I had another question to ask you. Alex, why is it you're sure that people will comply with the New World Order? I mean, you said on the video that FEMA is setting up all these to take over the government. How do you know that the masses will comply with this?
Well, no, I didn't say they would, or I might have been sarcastic. What they do is they nuke a city. They say, oh, the terrorists got us. Now we've got to arrest all these people who we think are with them. Oh, my gosh, you know,
right.
Keep us safe. Our way of life, we've got to go along with. They create crises to hurt us.
Okay.
Into these systems. Would you agree with that, Pastor?
Absolutely. Crisis management is what it's called.
Yeah, good. Really good questions.
Can I make one comment? Oh, you got to go to a break?
Yeah, we've got to make... Okay, stay there, Steve. We'll all go to breaks. We'll be right back. Stay with us, folks.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Folks, I tell you, I'm not scared when I look at this system. I'm just angry and concerned and dedicated to trying to warn people to not go along with it. And we've got to warn as many people as we can. Pastor, they've told us bigger crises are coming. They're going to take our rights. They're preparing us all for it right now. They're training us that torture and wickedness is good. Through this crisis management, are we going to... I mean, I know that standing up against it, obviously is better in the long run. But people need to just gut up and fight this, because if you don't fight it, you're going to be fed on even at an even greater level. Pastor, I mean, this whole crisis system, problem, reaction, solution.
The crisis management program is, they create the crisis, they advertise it widely, then they furnish the solution that benefits them. Now, the problem is that many Americans are waking up, and they haven't gained as complete control over radio as they thought they would. They've got television, but now they don't have the radio. So what is happening is so many people are beginning to wake up because of shows like this, that they're going to find that it's going to be more difficult to control the American people. However, the Illuminati laid down a plan way back in the 1930s, and remember, they don't deviate from plans once they lay it down. They may have additions to them, but the whole program goes as is. They stated, and this was Manilovsky in Russia at the Lenin Warfare School in Moscow. He said that the day would come when they would continue to build militarily, and the day would come when they would pretend to collapse communism, and when the West, America mainly, would let down and we would become friends again, we would begin to disarm, and then they would smash us with a clenched fist. In other words, invasion. February of 2004, they had the largest simulated nuclear strike since they've been in existence.
Well, also, they put the red stars back on, but obviously they're a tool of the globalists, just a subdivision of that. I've seen the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, all the big top generals have been saying, martial law is coming, it's good, you've got to accept this transition, we'll use, quote, foreign assets if our troops are overseas. I mean, I don't see it as what you call an invasion. They'll call them, our saviors are here, because the enemy, they released smallpox, so these foreign troops are here to save us.
Right. They have their program, how they're going to do it. They've already got laid out plans where they're going to have Russians who will be manning below the Mason-Dixon line in the south called the Bible Belt.
Yeah, Czech Republic here in Texas.
Yeah, and so it's going to be, they've got it all lined out. So the problem is, if enough Americans do stand up, they begin to make it known to their senators and representatives. And let's face it, anybody that were to call Ted Kennedy or send him a fax, it goes right into the hotline as this is one of the enemies to take care of when the time comes, because he's a socialist all the way. And so they've got their plan where whether they actually attack and use some type of missiles or whether they just bring in the United Nations troops, it's still going to be an invasion, either way you look at it. Whether it's just a silent invasion with no weapons that are going to be fired unless necessary, or whether it's bombs.
And by the way, folks, they really are setting up for this. I mean, we're not just here saying this. This is real. I mean, top generals are saying, martial law is good, get ready for it.
Tommy Franks.
L.A. Times, Eberhardt was even worse.
Yeah.
The Wall Street Journal yesterday about troops in Austin. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that yesterday.
Yeah, it's the headline from yesterday at InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com. Oh, yeah, we get questioned around here by the troops. It's all part of our new freedom. Third hour coming up. We'll go straight to your calls, I promise. Pastor's going to stay with us. Third hour, stay with us.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.